Chapter 9. Then he called the 12 together, and gave them power and authority over all the demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal. And he said to them,
"Carry nothing for the trip, neither staff nor food pouch nor bread nor money, neither have two garments. But wherever you enter into a home, stay there and leave from there. And wherever people do not receive you, on going out of that city, shake the dust off your feet for a witness against them."
Then starting out, they went through the territory from village to village, declaring the good news and performing cures everywhere. Now Herod the district ruler heard about everything that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed because some were saying that John had been raised up from the dead. But others were saying that Elijah had appeared, and still others that one of the ancient prophets had risen. Herod said,
"John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I am hearing such things?"
So he was trying to see him. When the apostles returned, they reported to Jesus all they had done. With that he took them along and withdrew privately into a city called Bethsaida. But the crowds, getting to know it, followed him, and he received them kindly, and began to speak to them about the kingdom of God, and he healed those needing a cure. Then the day was coming to a close. The 12 now came up and said to him,
"Send the crowd away, so that they may go into the surrounding villages and countryside to find lodging and provisions, because out here we are in an isolated place."
But he said to them,
"You give them something to eat."
They said,
"We have nothing more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless perhaps we ourselves go and buy food for all these people."
There were, in fact, about 5,000 men. But he said to his disciples,
"Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each.
And they did so and had them all sit down. Taking now the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed them. Then he broke them up and began giving them to the disciples to set before the crowd. So they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up the leftovers, 12 baskets of fragments. Later, while he was praying alone, the disciples came to him, and he questioned them, saying,
"Who are the crowds saying that I am?"
In reply, they said,
"John the Baptist, but others say Elijah, and still others say that one of the ancient prophets has risen."
Then he said to them,
"You, though, who do you say I am?"
Peter answered,
"The Christ of God."
Then in a stern talk to them, he instructed them not to tell this to anybody, but he said,
"The Son of Man must undergo many sufferings and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and on the 3rd day be raised up."
Then he went on to say to all,
"If anyone wants to come after me, let him disown himself and pick up his torture stake day after day and keep following me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake is the one who will save it. Really, what good will it do a man if he gains the whole world, but loses his own self or suffers ruin? For whoever becomes ashamed of me and of my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of that person when he comes in his glory, and that of the Father and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some of those standing here who will not taste death at all until first they see the kingdom of God."
In fact, about 8 days after saying these words, he took Peter, John, and James along and climbed up the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothing became glitteringly white. And look, two men were conversing with him. They were Moses and Elijah. These appeared with glory and began talking about his departure, which he was about to fulfill at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those with him were weighed down with sleep. But when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. And as these were departing from him, Peter said to Jesus,
"Instructor, it is fine for us to be here. So let us erect three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah."
He did not realize what he was saying. But as he was saying these things, a cloud formed and began to overshadow them. As they entered into the cloud, they became afraid. Then a voice came out of the cloud, saying,
"This is my Son, the one who has been chosen. Listen to him."
As the voice spoke, Jesus was found alone. But they kept quiet and did not report to anyone in those days any of the things they saw. The following day, when they came down from the mountain, a large crowd met him. And look, a man called out from the crowd, saying,
"Teacher, I beg you to take a look at my son, because he is my only one. And look, a spirit seizes him, and suddenly he cries out, and it throws him into convulsions with foaming at the mouth. And only with difficulty does it leave him after bruising him. I begged your disciples to expel it, but they could not."
In response, Jesus said,
"O faithless and twisted generation, how long must I continue with you and put up with you? Bring your son over here."
But even as he was approaching, the demon hurled him to the ground and violently threw him into a convulsion. However, Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the boy and gave him back to his father. And they were all astounded at the majestic power of God. While they were all astonished at all the things he was doing, he said to his disciples,
"Listen carefully and remember these words, for the Son of Man is going to be betrayed into men's hands."
But they did not understand what he was saying. In fact, it was concealed from them so that they might not grasp it. And they were afraid to question him about this saying. Then a dispute arose among them about which one of them was the greatest. Jesus, knowing the reasoning of their hearts, took a young child, stood him beside him, and said to them,
"Whoever receives this young child on the basis of my name receives me also. And whoever receives me also receives the one who sent me. For the one who conducts himself as a lesser one among all of you is the one who is great."
In response, John said,
"Instructor, we saw someone expelling demons by using your name, and we tried to prevent him, because he is not following with us."
But Jesus said to him,
"Do not try to prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you."
As the days were drawing near for him to be taken up, he resolutely set his face to go to Jerusalem. So he sent messengers ahead of him, and they went and entered a village of Samaritans to make preparations for him. But they did not receive him, because he was determined to go to Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they said,
"Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven and annihilate them?"
But he turned and rebuked them. So they went to a different village. Now, as they were going along the road, someone said to him,
"I will follow you wherever you go."
But Jesus said to him,
"Foxes have dens, and birds of heaven have nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay down his head."
Then he said to another,
"Be my follower."
The man said,
Lord, permit me first to go and bury my father.
But he said to him,
Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and declare abroad the kingdom of God.
And still another said,
I will follow you, Lord, but first, permit me to say goodbye to those in my household.
Jesus said to him,
No man who has put his hand to a plow and looks at the things behind is well suited for the kingdom of God.